Support for the Positive Judaism podcast comes from Tamid, the downtown synagogue in New York City. People of all faiths and backgrounds are welcome to celebrate Jewish life at Tamid. Visit www.tamidnyc.org for more information.
From New York City, welcome back to the Positive Judaism podcast. I'm Rabbi Darren Levine. Positive Judaism is a new vision for Jewish life in the 21st century, which lives at the intersection of religious living and the science of well-being and happiness. This is a special episode that features the music of Neshimat Tamid, Eternal Soul, Songs for Positivity, Inspiration, and Well-Being. Music and melody capture the Jewish soul. Our sacred and ancient tradition transmits itself from one generation to the next in spoken word and song. Tamid is the Hebrew word for eternal, and neshama means soul. Placed together, Neshimat Tamid means eternal soul, which has three distinct meanings. First, each person has an eternal soul, living within them, capturing their life force. Next, when people reach outward to create harmony in the universe, they are tapping into the collective, eternal soul. And finally, when individuals or groups reach upward, they strengthen their bond with the eternal soul of the spiritual world. Now, as we turn to this special music, I will curate our experience with short teachings that introduce each song. The first is Hashkivenu. We ask you, God, to spread over us a shelter of peace, to guide our steps with wisdom beneath the shadow of your wings, to defend us against our spiritual enemies, and to protect us from harm. We are grateful to you, Eternal One, for watching over us and our loved ones, in our comings and in our goings, to everlasting life and peace. Hashkivenu.
From all harmful things, oh.
Ken yehi ratzon, Hebrew, for may it be God's will, is the traditional response to the words of the priestly benediction, the oldest known biblical text dating back to the First Temple period. And the words, Ken yehi ratzon, are connected to the divine attributes of mercy, courage, and glory. Today, it is common for rabbis to offer the Birkat HaKohanim, the priestly benediction, to a congregation, or for parents to speak it to their children. May God bless and guard you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God lift up his face upon you and give you peace. May this be God's will, and may you find inspiration in these words. Ken yehi ratzon. Let there be love and understanding among us. Baruch ata Adonai, ha-pores sukkah shalom aleinu, vel kol amo Yisrael, v'al Yerushalayim. Eternal One, let peace and friendship be our shelter from life's storms, and may you help us walk with good companions, to live with hope in our hearts and eternity in our thoughts, as we imagine together a future that is full of kindness and goodness for all. Let there be love.
Understanding among us. Let shelter from life's storm.
As the sun sets on Friday evening, the Jewish people welcome the Sabbath Eve by singing melodies that come from the Book of Psalms. It's a joyful way to transition into Shabbat, a spiritual dimension of time, and to be thankful for living another full week and arriving at this new moment. Psalm 98 imagines a new day where trumpets blast for the world and for humanity, and where the mountains sing joyously together, and where all people live with love and with faith. Psalm 98, Zamru L'Adonai.
Zamru L'Adonai Bechino, Bechino et kol zimra, b'chatzot ro.
Hava Nishira is Hebrew for let us sing together. What is it about music that makes us feel so alive? Researchers at Johns Hopkins University teach that if you want to keep your brain engaged throughout the aging process, listening or playing music is a great tool. It can reduce anxiety, blood pressure, and pain, as well as improve sleep quality, mood, mental alertness, and memory. This is the positive value that music instills in our lives, and why we sing together. Hava Nishira. national anthem of the Jewish people and the state of Israel is known as Hatikva, the hope. Hope is a virtue that lives deep within the soul of the Jewish DNA, and these lyrics are adapted from a poem written in 1877 by Naftali Herz Imbar. Its beautiful melody, known around the world, derives from its 16th century Italian song known as La Mantovana, comprised by Giuseppe Cenci, and its words capture the spirit of eternal hope, an important quality for well-being. So long as within the inmost heart of a Jewish spirit sings, so long as the eye looks eastward, gazing towards Zion, our hope is not lost, the hope of 2,000 years, to be a free people in our land, the land of Zion and Jerusalem. Hatikva. Grateful for life, grateful for health, grateful for what we have is an important spiritual experience of well-being. On Shabbat, the holiest day of the week, we sing songs of praise and gratitude for life and hallelujah. The words of Psalm 150 calls every soul to sing with positive joy and know that one of the greatest gifts of life is happiness and well-being. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening to this musical journey of Neshamot Tamid. My hope is that it has helped raise the positivity, inspiration, and well-being that lives within you, your family, and your community, Tamid, eternally. We are grateful for the talents of our musicians. Thank you, Matt Turk, Chesney Polis, Gary Schreiner, Dave Richards, and Rich Stein, for deepening our lives with your talents. What began with the harp, lyre, and lute among our biblical ancestors has continued with you. Your gifts are divine, and we are the beneficiaries of how you channel the eternal soul. Thank you also to the Jewish artists that arranged this music, Ma Tovu, Daniel Leance, Michael Ox, Noah Aronson, Suki Berry, and Josh Nelson. If you would like a CD version of this music, or if you would like to bring the Eternal Soul Band to your community, please email us at connect@tamidnyc.org. Until then, be well, and thank you for sharing this musical experience with the ones you love.